relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is that an early Christmas present, Professor Shad?
It's been a long time since we've played it, so I thought, let's just make Dr. G's day.
And it makes me feel good, especially after that imbecile of a caller. My blood pressure is now precipitatively dropping. I feel much better.
For those on YouTube who are fascistically denied access to our superlative bumper music, we are playing the John Williams Star Wars theme, a true time machine for me and so many other. What am I? Am I a boomer? I don't care. I'm just a 50-year-old.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. We're going to take your calls. Toot, Brent, Donald, John, Nolan, don't go anywhere. But I wish to share with you some cuts that you need to hear because they kind of typify what's going on in the world around us, especially if you don't follow things as closely as we do, but you need to understand who they are. Let's start with, didn't she promise us a Russian collusion evidence packet for years? Where is it? Rachel Maddow with her latest incarnation of clickbait of the televisual variety. Video cut 10.
We haven't seen somebody leave office since Nixon, who potentially was looking down the barrel of serious prosecution for multiple felonies. And Trump, CNN is reporting today that one of the people Trump's considering pardoning is not only himself, but Alan Weisselberg, who is the top financial guy at the Trump Organization. I mean, if the president pardons him, pardons the top financial guy at his own business on his way out of office, it is worth contending anew with the threat to the Republic of having a felon in the White House.
Right. Because a man whose son is in bed with communist China and who just willy-nilly emails requests for $10 million from Chinese tycoons, that's fine, right? And who are those sources who are talking to you about the pardons for members of the Trump Organization? Are the same sources that sold you that we have his tax returns, blockbuster, that you do you remember what she did? For 41 minutes, she teased the tax returns. Only then, in the last segment, she must be really in trouble if you have to tease something. I mean, teasing something over one break, yeah, that's kind of like radio TV. You do that. Stay tuned for. But to do it for your whole show and then to reveal buckus, you got nothing? That's embarrassing, Rachel. Is it the same sources that you used for that? That are telling you the president's going to pardon himself? Oh, and by the way, what are the crimes he's committed that he has to pardon himself of? Because Robert Mueller couldn't find any after 20 months and $40 million. But you're going to find them? Robert Mueller was the former director of the FBI. He's a special prosecutor. He has more power than the president. because he can bring down presidents. That was his job. But he failed. And you're failing, too. But let's not pick on one lady. Let's pick on two ladies. Wasn't Nicole Wallace a former Republican? Didn't she work in the Bush administration? She's gone totally native. Let's listen to Nicole Wallace, not just on the president, but on all Republicans. Video cut 11.
I think Republicans are concerned that there just might be a little shame injected into the political system again. Under Donald Trump, they could let people go without unemployment insurance because Donald Trump didn't care. Under Donald Trump, they could let people end up in food bank lines because he didn't care about programs to secure their... A lot of people have temporary economic crises that will be alleviated if we kill the virus and people can open up their businesses again. But Republicans don't feel pressure because of the suffering, because people have been suffering for many, many, many months. Republicans are afraid that we might reintroduce shame into the political ecosystem. And I think that what I detect in McConnell is relief. I don't think McConnell liked working with Donald Trump. I think he was craven enough to know that he could put whatever judges he wanted on the United States Supreme Court, just call Don McGahn and say, hey, do Gorsuch, do Kavanaugh next, and let's do a Hail Mary with the real right-wing lunatic. I mean, I don't think that Mitch McConnell has any distress or despair about working with Joe Biden.
That was Michael Steele, wasn't it? Chortling along. Mike, that was Michael Steele. This is incredible. They're lecturing us about shame, and the former chairman of the RNC is chortling along about that deranged woman's attack on all Republicans who said, for months and months and months, the president didn't care. You mean specifically the 5 months that Nancy has blocked the COVID relief package? Those 5 months, Nicole Wallace? And we're the ones who are afraid of re-injecting shame into the political discourse? Lady, you've got a Democrat member of the House Intelligence Committee who ran for president who had sex with a Chinese intelligence officer. Don't see a lot of shame on your side of the aisle when it comes to his behavior. You're a drug adult prostitute whoring son of the former vice president snorting coke off the backside of women he paid to do that with, who's requesting $10 million in emails from Chinese oligarchs. Have a little bit of shame about that? Just a tad? Just a little soupçon of shame? Absolutely remarkable. But let's round it off. Let's not be mean to the women. Let's deal with a rhino. A large rhino. Not on the African veldt, but here in America. His name is Chris Christie. And he wants to be on the right side of history. Play cut 7.
This message isn't for everyone. It's for all those people who refuse to wear a mask. You know, lying in isolation in ICU for 7 days, I thought about how wrong I was to remove my mask at the White House. Today, I think about how wrong it is to let mask wearing divide us, especially as we now know you're twice as likely to get COVID-19 if you don't wear a mask. Because if you don't do the right thing, we could all end up on the wrong side of history. Please wear a mask.
No, I refuse. Thank you. Goodbye. Let's go to your calls. Brent's been waiting very patiently in Los Angeles. Brent.
Godspeed, great brother Gorka.
I'm looking at what you've got written up on the call board, and I'm a little disturbed, but hit me, Brent.
Well, today I pray thee not see me wearing a tinfoil tux-tailed top hat in Antarctica.
That's good. I like that. A tinfoil top hat. I'm going to have to remember that one. That's good.
Tonight, as the civilization-saving miracle of Hanukkah moves to its end and the world faces a demonic Christmas crucifixion, I am concerned. And if President Trump were to ever peacefully surrender America and Western civilization to the satanic Maoist CCP, masquerading as John Kennedy's demised Democrat Party, for alleged, ostensible, or euphemistic statutory reasons, it would historically and morally be the world's greatest act of treason and treachery, not only for America, but for humanity and God himself. And I'm sorry, but he must be victorious or be carried out on his shield.
But why is it all up to him? Why are you putting the responsibility of the future of our republic on one man?
Unfortunately, it seems the republic has fallen to one man. And many times history is turned by one man, if that man...
But why isn't it our responsibility?
It is, but we have to support him. It isn't that he simply will do it, but in a moment, should he ask for patriots to come to his door and say, I can't leave, gentlemen, he'd have a million-man army there immediately, well-armed.
You know, we must never, ever encourage civil war, but I will say this. I think on that observation at the very end, I will never, ever say that. The idea that the president peacefully leaving the White House is an act of treason by him is, no, it's an indictment of all of us. But what you said at the end, that if he called for us to fight for truth and to save the republic, he'd have more than a million-man army. That much I know. We'll see. Thank you, Brent. Have a glorious, glorious Festival of Lights. Happy Hanukkah. Back with more of your calls. Donald, John, Nolan, thanks for holding on. Stay there. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Bernie's not happy. What happened to Bernie? He, like, disappeared for the longest time. But there are not enough progs in the putative Biden cabinet. And he's back on CNN complaining, where are my progressives? Where are the Bernie bros and sisters? Listen to sad old Bernie, video cut 9.
Remember, I was the runner-up to Biden, and we got a few votes. Elizabeth Warren got a few votes. Number of progressives, won seats to Congress. And those voices of millions and millions of people deserve representation in the Biden a cabinet. And if you're asking me, have I seen that at this point? I haven't. I've seen some really good, very bright, very competent people, and I know many of them. They're good people, good selections. But if you're asking me, have we seen the kind of progressive appointments, nominations that I would like to see, the answer is not yet.
Why is he wearing a mask? Is he afraid the camera is going to catch the COVID from him, or is he going to catch the COVID from the exhalations of the camera lens? And why does somebody who defeated you have to embrace your ideology? That's like saying, well, the GOP candidate won, but he doesn't have enough Democrat policies on his platform. Well, you lost Bernie. Are you saying that you had it stolen from you? Because if you are, he should be a little bit more explicit. Did you hear what happened earlier on the show today? The incredible, incredible Pete and Seth Talbot, who are now in the coffee business, not just pain relief, with a coffee brand where every single dime of the profits goes to military families. That's honorboundcoffee.com, and they roast the coffee when you order it. It's that fresh. Check it out if you want to support our troops. It's honorboundcoffee.com. They just dropped such a massive donation. I'm blown away. 10 grand. Just more than that. $22 per child, 500 children. 500 children that are going to get a better Christmas. Will you join them? Will you make a donation today to the Angel Tree? This is for children. There's more than 2.5 million children in America who have a mother or father in prison. And we get them a Christmas gift. You get them a Christmas gift when you make a donation to my webpage. They get a gift for Christmas, a children's Bible, and a message of hope and love from their mother or father. Go today, sebgorka.com, the banner at the top of the page, Angel Tree, or just call the Prison Fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Make a donation in any... It doesn't have to be 500 children. It's okay. Just $22 makes a difference, and you will be that Christmas angel. God bless. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Donald in Philly with a, I do believe, a rhetorical question. Go ahead, Donald.
Mr. Gorka, how are you? Dr. Gorka, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Fine. That's fine. Carry on.
All right, listen, I'm 7 years old. I'm an old soldier. All right, back in 1969, I took the soldier's oath. There's no statute of limitations on it, okay?
Nope.
Okay, here we go. The last line of the oath is what? To protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Am I correct?
Correct.
Right? Okay. These politicians, our governors, our Secretary of State. I'm in Pennsylvania, so we know about the horror story in Pennsylvania. Yeah. All right? And the Supreme Court, they've taken their oath, too. Whether they take their oath on the Bible with their fingers crossed behind their back, I suppose. All right? My question is, they, in my eyes, okay, they violated the very oath that they sworn to by trying to pee on the Constitution and us Americans.
I agree. Right?
I got it out there, America. I'm sorry, but I had to get off my chest, all right? All right? They violated the very oath that they took. What are the ramifications? If it was a soldier and he violated his oath, would it be a dishonorable discharge or Leavenworth or what? I want to know.
Well, you know, you're asking a rhetorical question. This is the observation I made 3 hours ago or 2.5 hours ago. Have we become a land of no consequences? You can take oaths. You can take an oath to be a judge, a director of the FBI, a Supreme Court associate justice, and do things that are in direct contravention of that oath with no repercussions.
Okay, so something can be done. I mean, is it perjury? Is it, you know, is it dereliction of office?
No, nothing is being done. It's up to us. If we keep electing people who break their promises, there's an old saying, every country has their own version of it. Every nation deserves the people they elect, and also those who they allow to get away with election fraud. So, Donald, God bless you. Stay on the line. Let's give Donald a Christmas signed copy of The War for America's Soul. But you've served this nation because you took that oath seriously. Let's continue on the same vein. John, Columbus, Ohio, line 4.
Seb, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's an old quote, and I don't remember who it is, but it's very old. It's either Persian or old Greek. It says, soft lands breed soft men.
Yes.
And I don't think this country is not getting any harder. And your previous caller is right. It's, you know, these people, they're not being held accountable. And as long as they're not being held accountable, nothing's going to change. That's why I'm very nervous about this Georgia thing. My first question in the Georgia race is are the Dominion machines still there?
Yeah.
I mean, if they are, well, I guess I don't want to say people in Georgia, you might as well do whatever else you've got to do because your time is valuable. But who's watching the store?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
let me be clear. Let me add one thing. Let's differentiate things. Look at the voting in America. Look at it by county by county and understand there's two Americas. And one of them has the soft hands and the other is the real America populated by Americans who built this country. So let's not write everybody off because that's not true. And there is hope. Last call in this segment. Nolan, New Orleans, line 5. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Garkin, how you doing? It's really a pleasure to talk to you. My question is, I've been listening to your callers and the devil's in the details, and 70, 80 million people, this is just my comment, 70, 80 million people have the conscience, have morals to see what's going on. The hell with the Democrat liberals. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, is it possible that if there could be U.S. Marshals at this Georgia election at the poll places, right next to every machine, to where they can watch can they stop the
cheating? Yeah, that's a very interesting question. Can we deploy the U.S. Marshals to secure the integrity of the elections? Two comments. Number one, the Constitution does state that it is the states that run the elections. There can be federal guidelines, but it is not a federal function to run an election in America. And secondly, somebody has to order the marshals to go down there. That's a good idea. I think we should share that with the president. God bless. Nolan's down the line. Great call. Let's get you a copy of the second book, Why We Fight. You can get all three of them at our store, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SEBGORKA, SebGorkaStore.com. Back with the Baron. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye, ladies and gentlemen, hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
It's not just the Baron, it's me as well. Thank you kindly. We are back and we're so excited. It is that time of the week where we connect with my friend, my former colleague from the White House, the man who is fighting day in and day out against the fraudulent elections we have witnessed for the last 8 weeks in America. You know him as the Baron. Former special assistant to the president and currently strategic advisor to the Trump campaign. Follow him on Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein with a Y on Instagram. Baron, how goes it?
It goes great, my friend. I want to wish everybody happy Hanukkah who's celebrating and an upcoming Merry Christmas for next week. I suspect we'll probably still be talking, but if we are not for any reason, Merry upcoming Christmas.
Yeah, it's such an incredible thing that an amazingly intense, divisive roller coaster of a year. Christmas, Hanukkah's already upon us. It's kind of ambushed us because of the insanity of everything else that's going on. But we need to slow down, take a deep breath, and celebrate who we are as a nation and celebrate all the blessings that we have been fortunate enough to be blessed with. So let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the next few weeks as we head towards the January 6th deadline for the counting, the actual counting of the Electoral College vote. But before we get to that, we have to spend a little bit of time on a person who got, what was it, less than 2% of the vote and didn't make it into the caucuses at all and now thinks she's going to be the Vice President of the United States. This is Kamala Harris, who was asked on Good Morning America about why it is that so many Democrat politicians tell us what to do but break the rules themselves, including Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gruesome Newsom. Let's play video cut one.
When it comes to the pandemic, They will put down strict guidelines.
Yeah.
And even your colleague in California, the strict guideline, but yet they don't follow through. What kind of message does that send to the American public?
I think we all have to understand that right now, this is a moment for everyone to sacrifice. And if we're going to get through this together as a country, then we all have to do it.
Everyone to sacrifice, except them, right? Like Gavin Newsom.
Like Gavin Newsom, like Governor Whitmer, like the governor of Rhode Island who went to a wine bar after saying you should stay home. These Democrats, the left, want to make our people subservient.
Yes.
They want to keep them down. They want to keep them uninformed. And the media is absolutely in collusion with them. The media is absolutely culpable. Most of the media who are not talking about the hypocrisy, the deep hypocrisy of the left. I mean, look at Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago saying stay home, but then screaming at a rally about, you know, whatever it is that she's trying to push, whatever far left BLM Antifa tactics she's trying to push
right
on the American people. Governor Newsom, as you said, going to fancy French Laundry on Napa Valley dinner. That is who these Democrats are. That is who these liberals are.
Does it have any consequence amongst the American people? Do you think it has any in California, for example, is there some blowback from this?
Well, you saw Republicans gain a ton of seats in California.
Yes.
And California is no longer a safe blue place for Democrats to run for Congress, and I expect that's going to continue. I think it's going to continue. Look at New Jersey. Governor Murphy here is coming down in a gym, Attila's gym in Belmar, New Jersey. God bless the owners of the gym.
Yes.
We met one of them. We met Ian, the owner, at the rally last Saturday. You and I both did. God bless them for standing up. They're being given millions of dollars of tickets. They're saying, you know what? We are not going to back down. Americans breathe the clean, crisp air of freedom.
It is.
That is what we breathe. And Steve Bannon, we both know, said that the other day, and I thought it was a very apt phrase.
What do you say?
Maybe not as clean and crisp as it used to be.
Yeah, but that's what we're fighting for. We are America. They're trying to destroy. Think of this. The big businesses are doing fine. In fact, they are making more money than they've ever made before. But the small and the medium-sized businesses are being crushed. It's time to open America again. Follow this man, Boris EP, on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. He is the co-host. We've just recorded a new episode, episode 45 of The Battle for 1600, our separate podcast. Get it wherever you get podcasts, also on YouTube as well. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with the Baron momentarily. But I need to ask you, have you taken your balance of nature? Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible product that provides you with just 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, the things that you know deep down you should be eating them. But do you always? Be the healthiest you can be and get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Thanks to Dr. Howard if you use my name. Call them on 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the promo code GORKA. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA. Or their super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Do it. You won't regret it. Balanceofnature.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. Are you looking for that perfect Christmas present? You just haven't found it. I got it. I found it. It's one of Mike Lindell's incredible My Pillows. He's only sold 51 million of them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, just supports and cuddles your cranium through the night. I use them. My whole team uses them. The president uses them. They're that good. And now, because you're a friend of the show, you're going to get more than 60% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Not $69.98, $29.98 for one of his incredible pillows or the myriad other amazing products he has. Just check them out now. They're flying off the shelves, Mike tells me, because they're that good. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with none other than the Baron, strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, former special assistant to the president. Follow him at Boris EP. And don't forget, we've got a separate podcast. It's called The Battle for 1600. We just recorded episode 45, and it's a corker! Boris puts it all into perspective. The Electoral College, the contested votes, what happened in the past with Nixon. It's fascinating. And while he's dancing the Macarena in the background, we're going to bust in. Boris, are you there?
Boris is here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready to fight and continue our battle to count all the legal votes.
All right. That's the question. So talk to us. What is your message? Not just spiritual, because you had a great spiritual message for our listeners on the podcast earlier today. What is your professional as a lawyer, as a person who's on the team for the president? What is your political, your professional message for those? Because I've seen it on my social media. I've seen it in the comments. For those who, after last Friday's decision from the Supreme Court, said, right, that's it, I've given up.
Well, December 8th came and went, and that's a date that the Democrats and the media try to etch in stone as saying that is all over. December 14th came and went. The Supreme Court's decision, which was based only on procedure, it was based solely on procedure, said Texas didn't have standing to sue Pennsylvania, which I disagree with, but that's all it was. That came and went, and the fight continues in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico. The fight is moving forward for election integrity, and the Democrats should want to join that fight. Because if they do, somehow they're so fanciful that they believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes, they should want him to have all the legitimacy in the world. So they should join our fight for election integrity.
Why would you not? I don't care if you're, you know, who was that environmentalist and the consumer protection guy? Oh, yeah, Nader. I don't care if you're Ralph Nader. I don't care if you're, who's the guy, Ross Perot, or, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Who the candidate is, what the party affiliation is, why would you not want there to be a fair investigation to make sure that there's no voter fraud? What's the logic there? Why would you say no?
The only reason you would say no is because you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're hiding the fact that they know there were 221,000 unlawful votes under Wisconsin law, Wisconsin Constitution, in Milwaukee and Dane County, which is where Madison is alone. They know that Georgia had over 400,000 votes which were illegal and unlawful. They know that all across the country, all across these states, voter fraud, voter irregularity was perpetrated. And they don't want to participate in an exercise which calls them out for it. Otherwise, they would say, great, let's do all the recounts. Yeah. Let's do the signature matching all over the country. Let's do hand counts. Let's get to the bottom of it, because they would be confident that it will confirm their wins. But instead, they run to the media to run interference for them and to try and gaslight the American people and pretend that there was no voter fraud. But we now know, and it was spoken in the hallowed halls of Congress yesterday, during that hearing led by Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Josh Hawley, who's an absolute rock star,
yes,
reminded us why Claire McCaskill is not a senator anymore. The voter fraud was pervasive. It was widespread, and it needs to be put an end to and called out.
Yeah, we played the incredible statistics from the Trump team lawyer from, I think it was Arizona, just utterly, utterly shocking. Let me ask you, Boris, are you... No, let me put it this way. How disappointed are you with Republican politicians in the states and also with numerous judges who have brought certain decisions in the last few weeks?
I'm disappointed with the Republican legislators across the country, federal and state, who are not doing the right thing, which is not calling special sessions in the states and not supporting further investigation federally. And in terms of the judges, you know, the judge in Wisconsin, who went the other way on a very clear black and white decision that should have gone and said that these 221,000 ballots, which were unlawfully cast, should not count. The judge there, he punted, he used latches. Said, oh, you should have brought that case before the election. Well, how can you bring the case before the election? You don't know what the voting is going to look like.
Yeah. No.
And there's a case in the Third Circuit out of Pennsylvania, which said the Bognett case, which said that you can't bring it before you have an actual injury. So the judges are confused between themselves. And what all the American people want, the American people overwhelmingly are not diving into the legal details of these cases. They want a clear-cut answer. Who won this election based on the most legal votes? And right now, the elected officials, the state officials, the federal officials have not been able to provide that.
In the last minute we have with you, Boris Epstein, follow him at Boris EP on Twitter. The scenario is the Mo Brooks scenario of a delay of the ratification in the House and a contingent election like Thomas Jefferson, or is there some other potential scenario?
Well, the key is to continue the legal battle in these states where it continues in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, and others. The other key is to continue calling on these state legislatures to have special sessions to investigate the voter fraud. In Maricopa County in Arizona now, the Dominion machines have been subpoenaed. In Michigan, that happened in Antrim County. To continue that process, and if it is determined, as we believe, that the Biden votes were fraudulent in those states, that the difference is not real between Biden and President Trump, to count the Trump electors, which were sent from these states, finally,
yes,
were sent to count them on January 6th. At the joint session of Congress, and there's precedent from that, as you said, from the 1800s, but also from 1960.
Yeah. If you want all the details, and they are fascinating, truly fascinating, you've got to check out our special podcast number 45, the Battle for 1600, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. We've been talking to the Baron. Follow him, Boris EP, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's drug-free and which actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been living it for nigh on 2 years now. This product is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I in our 70s, and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Shouldn't that be you? Find out by calling 800-500-8384 or going to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Order the three-week quick starter pack. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. And as the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Nothing except your pain. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Welcome back, dear friends. What a 3 hours it's been. And he's right. The Baron is right. We never give up. We never give in. And who knows what the days ahead, the weeks ahead have in store for us. There is something remarkable about the current incumbent in the White House. And that is his capacity to surprise us. Not in bad ways, but in good ways. Remember, what was it 4 years ago? I think it was January. May have been prior to the inauguration or just after it. And they made fun of it in the mainstream media. On the front page, I remember the masthead, the front page of the New York Times when he said they wiretapped the Trump Towers. They wiretapped my campaign. He was ridiculed. He was pilloried for making that statement. Until we found out years later that it was all true. that there had been a tri-agency operation, Crossfire Hurricane. Never before in the history, since the CIA was created after World War II with the National Security Act, never before had there been a joint operation of the FBI, the CIA, and the National Security Agency targeting a political domestic entity. Forget the KKK and the FBI undercover operations of the 50s and 60s. We're talking about a presidential campaign with a tri-agency operation targeting it, using Russian propaganda funneled through a Russian agent at a think tank in D.C., working with a former MI6 intelligence officer paid for by Hillary's campaign and the DNC. That, quote-unquote, information was used to acquire the illegal FISA warrants. And yes, I use the term legal advice, illegal advice advisedly, because when you hide exculpatory information such that this is opposition research that you are using to bolster that secret warrant, you are committing a crime as a federal agent. And that's what they did four times. And they spied on Carter Page. They spied on George Papadopoulos. And they spied on the Trump transition team, General Flynn, and us working in the eventual Trump White House. That is the enormity of what we are talking about. How many people have paid a price? One lowly lawyer, Klein Smith, in a plea bargain. And that lack of justice irks the president. I know it irks him because I've seen it. Will he do something about it? I don't bet. I'm not a betting man. But if I were, my money's on something happening. Stay tuned every day with us here on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up, never give in. Stay frosty.